Didn't say anything, did I?
No.
I didn't. Could have.
I followed back.
Sounds like Jamie just lies.
Just let him go. It's more fun that one.
Shoot. Didn't want to be somebody else, did you?
No, I didn't. It's hard enough just being me.
Yeah. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Okay. We'll call our meeting to order. Hate to interrupt the fellowship. We'll open with prayer and then have the pledge if everybody'd stand with me. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we once again take this time to think about our troops, our military, and hold them up before you, God. We ask for your safety, your wisdom, protection to be around them, and our leaders, Father, our federal leaders and state, local, Father, we hold them all up before you as they try to do the job that you've given them. Help us, Father, today as we make decisions and listen. And just give us your wisdom, God, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, got meeting minutes. Any additions?
I didn't see anything. Went over the.
What about on the 12th on the Tiger Grant? Should we have the amount?
We should have the amount.
I think we ought to have it on there, don't you?
Yes, sir.
It was discussed in the first conversation that was tabled. But when it was approved on the 12th, it just says move that the project design consultation agreement regarding Tiger Grant and the East-West Corridor be awarded to Great River per contract, an addendum that is being presented. Bob's not here.
He'll be here today.
Don't you think we ought to have the amount?
I think so. I mean, it was $50,000.
That'll be fine.
Yep.
It's the only addition I've got.
There's one that was pulled from last week from the prior week. Is it in this group? It was the third or something like that?
No, we've got 10 or 10, 12,
did we approve
13.
That? Did we approve that in our
already
Wednesday
already
meeting?
Been it's already been approved, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's already been approved. Okay.
All right. I'll move that we approve the 8, 10, 8, 12, and 8, 13 with that one addition for Tiger Grant of adding $50,000 to the grant. So that's my motion.
Second. Discussion? Questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Accounts payable. Motion?
I have to abstain. I've got a reimbursement.
Oh, that's right.
There,
you do,
so
don't you?
Everything looked fine.
I'll make a motion to approve accounts payable. You satisfied with the corrections that
yes.
you had?
Yes. Yeah, I got all my answers.
Okay.
Feel good. I'll second. Any discussion or questions on accounts payable? All those in favor say aye.
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 Abstain.
One abstain. Motion carries. And there's two journal entries, one on paper and one on mileage. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve those.
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Public comment. Anybody? Nobody signed up? Okay. All right.
I'm glad to see we're making everybody happy out there.
How is it you figured that?
No public comment.
Next week.
Okay.
Now watch out.
All right. We'll move on to record disposition. You got something for us, Donna?
I appreciate that. Perfect. Being heckled from the crowd.
Okay, gentlemen, this is a list of the records that have met their statutory retention schedule, and I'm presenting today to be entered into the minutes as required by statute before we destroy these records. So this is for you to review, and Jim will insert this into the minutes showing what's being destroyed at this point.
Questions or comments?
Yeah, I'd like to look them over and make the decision next week on what it is. I know it's a statutory duty that you do this, but I would like to look them over. There's been some things in the minutes that we've came back to and in the past. And
no, I prefer that you be satisfied with it before we take action. So I'd be happy to reschedule it for maybe Wednesday.
That would be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be great.
Will you take care of that?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Chris Burnt, Local Emergency Operations Plan.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
As you're well aware, we worked on this a little bit, made some changes, and I think we put all the changes in there, so we're ready for you guys' signatures.
Okay.
You want to explain what it is, just so, for
just
people?
Just briefly?
Yeah, okay. Briefly. And then
This document, the local emergency operations plan just guides what everybody's rules and responsibilities are during a disaster, how we're going to operate the county from you guys down as the county commission through me, what my job is to facilitate, and the different types of disasters. I mean, it's really will work for anything, but things like that we know we have a potential for is flooding and ice storms, any kind of winter storms, tornadoes. Those kind of things are a little more specific, spelled out, and there's even one part on earthquakes. It talks about hazardous materials, which really goes into the LEPC that deals with that local emergency planning committee, but it's still part of this too. Now, with you guys signing this by state law, really every incorporated village or municipality has to have one of these. To my knowledge, the only one that has actually one on their own is the city of Ransom. So what we can do instead is that we're going to, it's I guess my job, I'm going to go around to all the other municipalities and villages and get them to sign this too. Basically, to just acknowledge that this document exists and that they can follow this and basically the guidelines in what's in there. For their areas also. So that's really, after you guys sign this, that's going to be the next step to go around to all these other places.
Our responsibility to do this each year, is that right?
That is.
Have it updated or?
We have to have it updated every year.
Right.
But there is a sheet in there where we can make just changes and updates. So this is really something that's going to.
Just kind of gets added to and reviewed. And
yes.
Okay. You gave us a copy. There's a copy in the commission office if the public would like to see one. It's pretty thick.
Correct.
Yep, and we have it electronically too, so, but you'll need it. It's large enough you can't email it, so.
Right. In fact, you make a list. If there's anybody from the media that would want one, I mean, we can give it to them too.
It's really good reading.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff.
While you're here, and you turn to Melissa, your office, for anybody that's not aware, is just down the hall where the dispatch used to be. And you're in there what days regularly?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 regularly, unless if I'm out for meetings, I have a schedule posted outside that says if I'm out or not. And it would be, if you want to call before you drive over here, the number is 546-7233.
We appreciate what y'all do.
No problem.
Okay. Need a motion to approve.
I move to approve the LEOP for 2009.
Second. Any public questions, comments?
The as he goes around to the different incorporated areas, you tell them that you actually supersede, because we have signed this as a county, you said Branson had one. Their jurisdiction as far as taking over their part of it, because they don't have to go through all the forms like we have.
Or is this just in place where they don't, if an incorporated area doesn't have one, this would be in the place, and then obviously all the areas that are not incorporated. Since Branson has one, that would actually be the plan for Branson.
Correct? Right. And this is really the plan for all of unincorporated Taney County. And then an incorporated area, they can either adopt this plan, because it's not just talks about county, it also talks about the mayor or trustee,
chairman,
yeah,
or whatever,
exactly,
the case.
Talks about them in there too. So, I mean, it will work. It really will work for them just fine.
All right. Ready to vote.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
We'll get her signed. All right. Next on our agenda is animal control. Let me try that again. Animal control abandonment crime in the county. Danny, I think I'd ask Bob to look into that, right?
Yes, Bob looked into it, and I think there's a state law already in place, and I would ask that we enforce, ask the prosecutor to take this serious. It's got to the point to where there's anywhere from 30 to 50 dogs taken in weekly, and as far as animal cruelty, the dumping of those animals and the things that they cause as far as chasing livestock and tearing into people's trash, as far as all the little things that are involved, it's really a crime to abandon the animal out for somebody else to take care of, or for it to starve to death, or try to make it on its own. So,
isn't the state law, the state statute, $500 fine?
$250 to $500 is the way it reads.
578.009, subsection 2, says a person is guilty of abandonment when he has knowingly abandoned an animal in any place without making provisions for its adequate care. Animal neglect and abandonment is a Class C misdemeanor upon first conviction, and for each offense, punishable by imprisonment or a fine not to exceed $500, or both, and a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by imprisonment or a fine not to exceed $1,000, or both, upon the second and all subsequent convictions. So first offense is a C misdemeanor, second offense is a B misdemeanor. And you asked me to draft a sign for our animal control building, and I provided each of you with a copy of that that basically says animal control. Animal abandonment is a crime punishable by fine and or imprisonment or something to that effect,
right?
And it cites this action, right?
Sheriff.
We do regularly send reports over to the prosecutor, and they do prosecute on these, especially like where people move out of a house. We know whose animals they were. Now, of course, the dog just running on the street and we don't know whose it is, and, you know, it's hard to do anything with. But on the cases where we do know an owner that has abandoned, the prosecutor has prosecuted on.
Yes, Jimmy, and my main intention here is to try to get people to pay attention. See somebody dump a dog, and you see the
right.
dog running behind the vehicles, to get a license number and turn that in. And, you know, we've lots of farmers have suffered loss of calves and everything else, baby calves especially, from these dogs that are loose and don't know any different. So I want to thank you.
Anything else on that?
Yeah.
Appreciate you bringing it up. Good reminder for folks, I hope. Okay, July fund balance. Rick sent us one, and Don's going to talk to us about it. You're not?
It's hot.
Oh, that's mine.
something happened to your print. I was going to say, your print size on this.
What are you doing to us?
Did he send a microscope or a...
Tried to say something about saving paper?
Well, yeah, we're trying to save paper.
Can you read?
Yes, I can.
You can. Well, good for you.
I can read it without glasses, but...
Okay.
It is small, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he said he had emailed this to you all, and that if you have any questions, please contact him on it. I have not reviewed it, so I just wanted to present it to you today.
Appreciate you doing that.
You're welcome.
Do we have any questions or comments at this time? Okay.
No.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Sorry for having too much fun there if we did. Okay, next on our agenda is Backwoods Road Petition. Mr. Baker's here. Brought us an updated right-of-way agreement for the property owners. You got a petition, do you, Mr. Preston? Nope. Yep.
I don't have an active petition. I brought the file and I'll...
Okay. I looked at it last week and we're nearly 2 years... on tabling.
Let me see that.
Yeah. Maybe you want to see it?
No,
you
I just like want to see hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is down at Cedar Creek.
Okay.
It serves, well, it goes through three property owners.
Okay.
And then continues on, not being asked to be taken in. But it does serve some more down into Arkansas.
Okay.
The original petition began 12/9/05, and it's been on the agenda several times. It's been previously denied due to $20,000 to $25,000 cost to upgrade it. We do have several videos on file if you would like to review those videos. Last correspondence was on 10/11/07 with Mr. Baker. He came in and gave a complete copy of the file. He was given a complete copy of the file and stated that he had put in culverts and he'd done some work on the road and he was getting the area surveyed and getting easements. And he will call when those items were complete. They're actually petitioning to have, I believe, about a quarter mile, maybe a half a mile. No known easements, a traffic count 15 to 20 cars a day. Road is currently 14 to 15 feet wide. Mr. Strahan and I took a ride down there, a lot of ledge rock, or there was at the time that we'd taken the ride.
Danny, you got thoughts?
Yes, I asked Mr. Baker at that time that we took the ride down there to do some improvements before we would consider. I think that's the reason at that time that those things were denied. I've been in touch with him three or four times since then. Each time he's been doing a little bit more work and on the project, and I guess you says here you did install some tin horns or culverts or something, or did you? Or
I've installed one 12-inch culvert at my drive. I had
Do you have?
I've been ditching it with my back though.
Yeah. It's at the time I thought it was. I thought we had a feet distance instead of a mileage distance.
We do. It's 0.4 mile. There's a Y in the road where we had proposed to put the turnaround.
Put a cul-de-sac. And the cost was at about $25,000.
Have you seen it lately, Frank?
I have not seen it lately.
Okay.
It is a bus. It was a bus turnaround, right. And the bus quit coming. Am I right, Mr. Baker?
Last year, the school bus driver attempted to back down the road to pick up the school children. It was impossible to do so. They still do their turnaround at Backwoods and Double O at the end of the state line.
I'm going to make a motion that we take this road in because it is a school route, and I visited with one of the neighbors that lives past you there, and there's more and more children in that area that are to be picked up. I guess they go to the Forsyth School District now. And anyway, there's been quite a bit of work done on this road as far as attempting to get it taken in, and every time there's been a request, Mr. Baker's fulfilled the request that's been made. So I'm going to make a motion that we take the Backwood Road in with the proper easements and the cul-de-sac at the Y where we looked at, Frank.
Okay.
Class 6.
That's where we start off, and then as it progresses, we'll move on.
I'll second the motion. One question is, there's survey done through Mr. Baker's property, but there's not the next two. And what's our policy on that?
Petitioners
usually pay for it, correct?
Correct.
That's what we've done for other roads, is the petitioners have to pay for the...
That was my guess.
Right. And so we got to make sure that we have the survey and then the easements and all that based on the road
standards. That motion is contingent upon all that, those. On the cul-de-sac and the proper easements, is the way I quoted it.
Okay. I'll add that to my second or total. The said that the might get Randy and Frank to come look and see where the best place for the cul-de-sac before they do the survey. That makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Randy, whoever.
It would be at the Y that was previously.
I proposed that the road engineer Randy Hodge would determine where was the best place to establish the cul-de-sac for the equipment turnaround at the school bus.
Okay.
And the easement that I prepared says it could be on either the Crouch or the Hanna property, as dependent upon where he decides it should be. And they all agree.
Okay.
Did they understand, Mr. Baker, that they will have to pay for that survey once you decide where it's at?
It's surveyed across my property, and I've spoken with the landowners, and they're all in agreement that we will provide the additional survey required.
Okay. Now, I want to make one thing perfectly clear so that people know, because we run into this all the time, is that when we take a road in, lots of times people think that we automatically move on the project, start the process, and that's just not the way it works. Sometimes, depending on the work schedule, road and bridge, it could be, you know, three or four months before, or half a year till they get down, or when they're working in the area is the best time for them. If there's any extra fill that needs to be brought in and things, for them to go ahead and put it in those areas. So I would like to make that clear, and for you to make that clear with your neighbors, that not to expect to see road and bridge trucks out there tomorrow.
I've discussed that with them.
Yeah.
We waited 2 years or a little more.
Yeah.
Any other comments, public comments, commission? Ready to vote? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. So I guess the next step would be for Frank, Randy, or both to go down and look where we want to turn around the cul-de-sac, and then the survey can be worked out after that.
Survey and easements.
And easements, right.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Very good. All right. Next on our agenda is our HPRP, C. Allen. Welcome, sir.
Good morning.
Those the finals?
The finals.
Okay. So I have the drafts.
Let's see. I've got one in my head.
We had drafts. These are the finals.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, you appointed Christian Associates to be your subcontractor on the homelessness prevention and rapid rehousing program, as we call HPRP. I can only say that one time a day. And we're at the point now where the application needs to be signed. It's got to be on the way today. And that starts the process. They say in about 3 weeks, we should have our full contract now from the state and be ready to start taking full action. So,
regarding the HPRP, I saw where we our amount increased. Our
funding. We're up to $182,198
because of some other counties not participating.
Well, I think that money's still out there yet.
Oh, it's
that was just some other money they
so we're
allocated out. There's still a chance that there might be some more trickle down.
Excellent.
Coming,
so you gave us our drafts of some wording to make sure that we're your focus or your vision that you understood from us is typed down and
right.
I gave the drafts to everyone and looked, everything was fine. Go ahead, sir.
On the budget here, it says financial assistance, 167, housing relocation, stabilization services, 14,000, page 5 of 18.
Yes.
Now, that's not administration, evidently, because administration says zero down below.
Administration and data, we're still at zero. We're not taking any money. And you folks have decided to take none of that money at the county level also. Neither are we, because we've already got that in place, so that's not an issue. So,
okay.
And the budget, we'll have to admit, because you've not had any homelessness prevention programs in the county before, and the state knows that, this is the best we could come up with, and we feel comfortable with that. It's a good place to start. Everybody knows there's going to be some major changes probably in budget over the next year.
And you've talked to DSS, and they understand all that.
They understand that fully, yes. So.
Did you establish, I run into you in the while you were out working, did you establish your
we are
place
still,
or location?
Yeah. We're still looking for a location. We've kind of been working that with another organization in the area to find out if we want to try to co-locate. In the near term, that's just not going to be possible. So I hope to have something wrapped up this week or next week at the latest. I hope to have my people in the office by either the 14th or the 17th. I think it's the 14th of next month, about 2 weeks prior to the money becoming available. The next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be going canvassing the whole county with a lot of different trips out, which I hope you folks, the commissioners, will be able to attend one of those meetings where we're trying to meet with every school, almost every church, every city, all the organizations, civic organizations, and other related organizations. So that starts this week.
And Alan asked if he wanted to brief the commission. I said, that's an extra meeting. We can just attend one of the ones he's going to have throughout the county. And that would be easier.
We will let you know what that schedule is. So, confirming that up this week also.
On the draft copies, they were stapled in two packages, forms A and B, and then forms C and D. This says A and B. C and D's on
back
in the
back.
Yes.
And
that's establishing you guys as the
subcontractor.
Right, yes. C&D is what addresses Christian Associates.
And the application deadline is basically, that's
today. It has to be in the mail.
Right, we knew that this was the sprint that we knew once we assigned a subcontractor to get all the paperwork.
Right.
So we knew that.
Okay.
And his signature is the only one required.
Yes, we only need the presiding.
Okay. We'll make a motion for acceptance.
Of the application? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. I'll second that.
Discussion. Public? Anybody? Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. All right. What's next?
That's the last on this list.
Commission have anything? Nope.
I don't think so.
All right. We'll recess, I think, till 10 o'clock and meet with Bob.
I take it that was a motion to approve the
application
form and approve the submittal of the application.
It
today.
Was.
Okay.
That was a motion.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you for the
motion. And submit the application for HPRP. Alan, you were in the Mount Branson area, but you're looking for a place just in, or is that more centrally located for the Branson part
of
the population?
I think population-wise, we're going to try to stick in the Branson area.
Okay, and you were in the Mount Branson, so that puts
you
in handy.
I was actually looking at the
well.